The Consumer Prices Index measure of inflation rose from that 2% target in July, largely due to higher food costs. Eating and drinking were more expensive last month compared to the same period the previous year, because in August 2020, the government was subsidising meals at restaurants to encourage people to dine out again after months of the lockdowns shuttered the hospitality industry. The state-backed 50% discount was not continued beyond that summer. Despite the 3.2% figure now, the country's Office for National Statistics urges caution. It claims the relative price hike is just temporary, though it might well fuel debate about whether interest rates need to go up. Currently, the base rate is at a historic low of 0.1%. The Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee isn't expected to change this until 2023. Benji Hire, London.